5:36 on Friday, July 19th. We are very pleased you've decided to start your morning here with us in the Morning Reboot. This is Q105. Hi there. You can text the show anytime you want. You can be a part of the show. 419-240-1055. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Coming up on today's show, a little bit after 6 o'clock, a new game. Floyd's Fabulous Phobia Game, which kind of gets you out of a manic music mix.
Oh, I didn't even think that.
Misheard lyrics and misunderstood songs. You know, I'm very literal. So I was reading through some. Did you know? I didn't know Little Red Corvette wasn't about a Corvette. The Sammy Sonic closing time song? It's closing time.
Yeah.
Not about closing a bar. I knew that one.
I did not know that, but I knew about Little Red Corvette.
So we'll do misheard lyrics, because I had a discussion with my buddy Melly Mel from Channel 11, and some other things with that coming up, and totally ripping this off from my friend Jen's Facebook page, because she had a discussion about cheeky bathing suits. But there's more to it than that, and whether you would do it. Our friend Bethany will be here from TSA. We've got some sweet deals to get you ready for at 9 o'clock this morning, so you can already text SWEET to our text line to have that ready to go. BlackRock, which will be gone in an instant, and Espresso Car Wash. There is an excessive heat warning today through tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Okay? Don't leave anybody you like in your car without the air conditioning on. If you don't like them, let them bake.
And we're all afraid of our July electric bill. Run that thing up. Why not?
5:38, good morning. It's Eric Chase and a very beachly attired Floyd.
Hi. I bought this because it gave me 90 feels. 90s feels?
You look like you're going to the beach today.
No.
If you would allow me, I know you usually do a studio selfie. Can I do a full body?
Sure.
Okay.
I look cute.
BG, I haven't put it in news, but BG was kind of like warning their electric customers down there. Like, hey, let's not put the thermostat at 64, because if everybody does that, we're going to overload the power grid. So I would also, I don't know what you do with your thermostat, and I know you said you've cranked it.
I have a window unit, okay. So mine affects.
But those things can blow such cold air, like Arctic.
Thank you.
They can.
Mm-hmm. And when that bill comes, I'll be like, but I was cold.
Right. I don't know if you know how to use your thermostat, not you, but if you set it at something, that's what it will make the room be. And I would I was told in the past to not slam your energy bill, just set it and forget it. So set it at something comfortable, because if you keep like jiggering it,
yeah,
it makes it work harder. Mm-hmm. So I just leave mine at 68, and I would and if somebody from Edison says, hey, for the sake of everybody over the next 2 days, set it at 70.
And I'd be like,
Because we had this a couple of years ago where too many people jacked their AC, mm-hmm, and a lot of people lost it. So would you rather be would you rather have it be a little bit more uncomfortable than you'd like, or risk your AC going out? I'll take the slight discomfort. So let's not push that thing
down.
You're
a human. I'm selfish.
I'm better than most people on the planet, and I have no qualms in saying that. So let's not set our thermostats down to Arctic temperatures today, because I don't want my AC going out. You don't want yours going out. I have another question.
Yes.
We were what Pizza Palooza is this weekend.
What? Like, the big Pizza Palooza that everyone talks about and most people set aside their whole weekend for?
Centennial Terrace.
Dear Lucas County, we have to start promoting stuff better.
Well, that's...
I didn't even know it was happening.
That's a Sylvania thing, and maybe they pulled back on their advertising. I have some observations. One, it's almost like... And maybe they're advertising with other media entities, and we're not hearing the spots, but I haven't seen it anywhere.
I've not seen it on billboards.
And they usually run them. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the Blades news slide app today. It's the first thing. Maybe what they did was they waited to see what the hottest weekend of summer would be, and then scheduled it, because I think this is the ninth year of Pizza Palooza, and I had to do something for it like way back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And every year after that, it seemed like the hottest weekend of the summer is when it happened. I don't know if there have been some events canceled today because of the end this weekend because of the heat wave. I don't know if they're going to cancel Pizza Palooza tonight or postpone it because there's no shade out there at Centennial Terrace.
I thought about that for Trevor Noah because the Toledo Amphitheater has no shade either. He's going on right at like the peak of it, 7:30.
It's going to be hot.
He's from Africa, though.
South Africa.
It's Africa. Still part of Africa. You can't. There's seven continents. Not seven continents and a friend.
Mild temperatures. He's not coming from the desert. He's not coming from the pyramids of Giza.
But he's from below the equator, where it's real hot. Yeah.
He's closer to Antarctica than he is the equator.
Yeah. It's still hot.
Don't give me. I will kill you. But point taken. There will be no shade there either.
None. Bring an umbrella.
I mean. They can Pizza Palooza runs all weekend. Trevor Noah is just tonight. So I don't know if Pizza Palooza will go on. Although, do you remember what restaurant I want to open? I always ask the pizza people to come.
Oh yes, you want to open the your code crust is what we'll call it.
Tonight would be the night to serve cold pizza. Tonight would be the night to serve cold pizza. All right, we've gotten things up and running. Let's play a song and we will inform you why we were both very ill. Maybe me more than you, because I consider the emergency room. I really did.
You will talk because we were both up there, but you were like maybe 70% more than me because I left in tears. Like I sat in the car for like 5 minutes before I left.
I got carried away with 25-year-old all-you-can-eat wings, Eric. And ain't nothing can hurt me, Eric. That's in a couple of minutes. Good morning, the morning reboot. Happy Heatwave Day, Q105. Even though we 5:46. Good morning, it's the morning reboot on Q105. If you only spend like 15 minutes with us here on the radio each morning, got other stuff to do, you can get the podcast of each day's episode close to 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the link now, and just if you click it now, you'll get yesterday's podcast. You obviously can't get today's until we're done the show. It's Eric and Floyd. Good morning. Good morning. There's an excessive heat wave watch in effect till tomorrow night around 8 o'clock. There was excessive heat in us yesterday. Our boy Peapod wanted to make a new morning reboot video, and we agreed to doing a Hot Ones question challenge. If you're not familiar with it, I don't know who started it, but it's all over YouTube. I did one before for my friends at Cedar Creek. You eat hot wings, and usually as the questions go on, the wings or the sauce gets hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Peapod went over to our friends at Ralphie's.
Shout out to them. They were delicious.
Got us some delicious, really big, meaty wings for the Hot Ones challenge. And I kept saying to Peapod, you know what show you're doing this with, right? Like, we answer anything.
Right. And I kept saying, you don't get this body by being a picky eater. Like, I'm ready to take this on.
None of the only questions that I couldn't answer were ones I didn't have a good answer for. But the wings were hot. But good and meaty, and I was hungry. They were Ralphie's volcano wings.
You had a lot. I tapped out at 3.5. I'm not saying how many you had. We'll save that for the video. But at first, I was like, they smelled so spicy. I was like, okay, this is fine. Whatever.
I think it was sriracha.
I was like, whatever. And I kept saying to myself, I'm black. I like hot wings. I like hot sauce. I can do this. Whatever. For my people. I bit into the first wing and I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. Then I bit. And let me tell you, the sensation that flew through my throat and my mouth, I can't and won't describe. You will see it in the video. Let me tell you, I went from butch to bitch real quick. I was like, oh. And the thing about drinking milk, they lie.
Do they?
They lied. And I mean, you were dying. Like, your eyes were red.
It was hot.
It was hot. And you were trying to be like, I got this. I'm hungry. I got this. And I was like,
But I put him down fine.
You did. But then it was bad. Like, when I left because I had to go to my other job, I called them and said I was going to be late because there's no way I was going to function well with kids. The way my ears were burning, my eyes were like, I started tearing up. It was...
What hurt the most?
Probably my throat. No. Because I could swallow my lips, the burning sensation on the lips. Because, like, no matter what, even when I licked, it, like, I licked my lips, and then it went to my tongue. And then I would, like, lick my lips on my tongue, and then it kept going back and forth. So definitely the weird, tingling, burning sensation of the lips. I don't know if you tried to eat anything afterwards, like, throughout the day. Nothing tastes the same. Like, I went to Wendy's and got a Frosty, and I wasted it because it just tastes like a burning Frosty.
I'll start with, as we wrapped up, I was just downing water, and I know that doesn't really help, but you'll see in the video my nose was running.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
We tried to be men real hard. It didn't work.
I think my eyes were tearing, and obviously all your, like, olfactory glands, everything in your face is connected. I think I blew some of it out of my eye.
The gunk coming out?
Yes.
Because it wasn't snot. It was just...
And I tried not to blink because thinking I didn't want that stuff in my eye. All right, so that was... I was fine. I went home and I took a shower. I laid down. And apparently that's not what you should do.
No.
So almost immediately at the top of my stomach, it felt like Chernobyl and a nuclear war was happening. So, I mean, Floyd, I was doubled over. Like, I was sitting down and I was okay. Laying down, I was then doubled over in pain. So, I'm not opposed to using Mr. Finger.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I got to get the poison out.
Yeah.
So, I tried to make myself throw up.
Oh, no.
I did. And it burned coming up.
Yeah, I'll say no. You just have to let Chernobyl brew.
I knew that was a bad idea. So, it was as intense a pain as I've felt in some time. To where I need to start making, like, precautions. Like, where does my insurance work? I think Toledo Hospital, not UTMC. Like, which ER? Like, UTMC is closer, but Toledo take... I was thinking about going to the emergency room. So then I read that for indigestion, ginger or some kind of, like, herbal tea.
Is that what your update was about? So I saw that, and I was like, what does he mean?
I had some mango ginger tea, and that seemed to settle my stomach.
Okay.
I couldn't lay down. I had to sit up. And I kept trying to make myself throw up, and then the other end, too. Like, that's obvious. So around... It peaked in pain around 1 to 2 o'clock. And then by 4 or so, I was able to lay down on my side and not feel massive discomfort. And then I started to get... Because I basically hadn't had anything to eat all day.
Right.
I felt a little better and hungry, and I had a protein bar and some peanut butter, and it felt okay, but I moved too quickly through. I mean, it didn't seem like just 90 minutes or 2 hours, but Floyd, I have never felt pain like that. And
it hurt. There's still some difficult,
it was right here, like right below my sternum. Floyd, it was awful. Like, I was thinking about Chernobyl and the Russians going, only 31 people died.
Right.
I'm like, F you. There are tens of thousands of poisoned people in my stomach now.
Well, it's like you just asked me if I wanted something to drink. I go, no, I'm good with my water because, like, there's still like a little pouch right here. It's like, hey, we're still in here somewhere. And even, like I said, when I went to my other job, my stomach was just... You probably had the same thing. Like, it wasn't a burning sensation, but it wasn't comfortable. It was just...
It was pain.
It hurt. And, like, I was a mouth breather for, like, 2 hours yesterday. And, you know, look at these nostrils. I can take in all the oxygen, but I was just like... Because, like, my tongue was just burning, and I made the mistake. Lee, you got a chance to go home and shower. I don't know why I didn't think to wash my hands, but of course I had an itch in my eye and I rubbed my finger against it. And all of a sudden I went to my other job. My coworker was like, your eye's bloodshot. I go, no, it's not. It's probably just allergies. And come to think of it, the sauce from my hands, I didn't even think of me because I just used a wet nap. And I was like, ooh, I'm already running late. Let me go to work. And then I sat in the car for another 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to be late. They're like, everything okay? I said, I'm fine. I just need 5 to 10 minutes by myself. Like, I would have been on time, but I needed those 5 to 10 minutes to be like, okay, what can you do? You can't drink pop. You can't drink water. We all know about the milk myth. That didn't work.
Ginger tea.
So I was like, well, let me go get a Frosty. It's cold, whatever. So I got like a little kitty Frosty. No, wasted like $1.59. I was like, okay. So I just stuck my tongue in there like, which made it worse. So I was like, whatever.
When I was younger, and I asked this before, like, I don't think any place does all-you-can-eat wings. My friend Eagle Jeff, mm-hmm. big Eagles fan, we'd go to different bars back in Allentown and do like all-you-can-eat wing nights, and we would just pound them. And I was always able to do the hottest sauce right below the hottest one.
Right. The one you had to sign the waiver?
A little bit lower than that.
Okay.
And I could always eat a lot of wings, as evidence. Did you say that I was a fine black man of the community yesterday?
I can't say that. He's invited to the cookout.
I was
Maybe
okay
not, because he had a big appetite. But he can still come.
And I could always do hot stuff. I like habanero, mm-hmm. like salsas. But I got, my mom would say, what did it say? Your eyes are too big or something.
Oh, yeah.
Old Eric, who could eat anything, mm-hmm. showed up yesterday. And thank God I took those lactates, or who knows like how awful I would have been. Floyd, it's pain I've never felt.
You kept going. And I there's some funny stuff on the video we won't say on air, but like, you just kept going. And I'm sure someone's going to clock the way I kept looking at you. Like, I was like one in and you were like three. And I was like,
I was hungry.
I was like,
and I could eat them. I could eat them. And I didn't have, like, my lips. Everything here, up here was fine. Mm-mm. Until I threw up and it came back.
Oh, yeah.
My throat was a little Mm-mm. burned, which I know was a terrible idea. It fled. It was all centered right there. And it's still in some discomfort. I was driving to work this morning, and I called my friend Ashley. She works mm-hmm. for Frito-Lay. She's up the same hours we are.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to let her know, like, I'm okay. And I'm like, I need to drink coffee. She's like, don't do it. Mm. So I feel okay right now, but I can't guarantee that you might not hear weird things on the show today because I ran off to the bathroom.
Don't do it.
Yesterday was one of those days where it wasn't me being a hypochondriac. It was legitimate writhing pain.
Excuse me. I apologize. And I told, because the girls at work were like, are you okay? And I was like,
no.
I was like, we made a video for the station. I didn't tell them what. I said, normally, like, because we're personalities, you got to amp stuff up. Yesterday was a legit reaction. Also, sidetrack, I was at a store yesterday, and I got, are you the Burger King guy? Just so you know, my sister and I were out.
From the taco?
Yeah. I was like, this is people uncomfortable. Listen.
5:56. We are happy you're here. And actually, I'm happy we're both here.
Oh, for sure.
I was thinking about telling Russ we're not doing it today. Oh, good morning. Q105. 6:13. Good morning. It's a very hot Q105. Very hot Toledo. Excessive heat watch. Heat warning till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Some area events canceled, but not Pizza Paloozas. Pizza Palooza that's happening this weekend at Centennial Terrace. We'll get to some of the closings and other things in news in about 20 minutes. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here. Somebody please go adopt Molly.
Molly. Please. She's so cute. And she's a great office dog. Office approved.
Mm-hmm. Somebody trash talked me on Facebook. Apparently there's a somebody that I know on Facebook is now volunteering for Lucas County Canine Care and Control, and her friend shared Molly's pictures, tagged me, and said, I'm not showcasing the dogs as well as this girl is.
I didn't know Molly existed until you took her for a walk.
Her pictures were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
So
how dare they?
Before we get to a
They're
new game
jealous.
With Floyd, Floyd's fabulous phobia game, we'll have to figure out what the phobias are. We have some...
you looked...
I'm sorry. I wasn't really reading it, though.
We have a closing after last night?
We do. McCune's Other Side Bistro closed down. Another safe space in the community has closed. Yeah.
Any idea why?
We played there.
No. So. No. That's where I first saw the steel drum band.
I know.
Yeah.
I was there, so we met, but we didn't know each other.
Oh, it's probably tanked.
Well, maybe.
If you didn't know, and you probably don't, Bethany is one of the development people over at TSA. And if you've seen the steel drum, Glass City Steel?
Yep.
If you've seen Glass City Steel, you've probably seen Bethany. She's the only adult in the group.
That's not true. Rob Desmond, who's their director, is normally there.
Is that the man on the drums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to play Sunday at the zoo.
Oh. Well, it'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be better.
It'll be
but
hot.
But I know last year we played, they have like a, it's called Sunday Funday.
Mm-hmm.
And you like get ice cream and stuff. And we played it last year, and for whatever reason, the adult was the one that got sick. I was sick for like 2 days.
Were you?
I was so hot, and I got heat stroke or whatever, but it'll be fun.
So McCune's is closed. We don't know why.
No.
Will something go in there?
Huh? No, no, it's under new management. Mm-hmm. So it's closed, like, but their staff was let go, which was all LGBTQ+. So I don't know if it's going to become something else or just another vacant building in Toledo.
You've got an event coming up, Pride Weekend, right?
I do. I will be doing drag brunch at the Heights via the Renaissance.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah.
a bougie brunch.
I know. I'm so excited. So,
fancy.
We finalized talks yesterday. I talked to people at the Renaissance in the Heights that said you could talk about it, although they didn't make a flyer for me, and they put a white drag queen on there. I said, that is not me. I was like, you need to swap that picture out with me. I'll show you the picture that they use. I said, don't you post that on social media. You need to swap that face out with mine.
Not like hard, it's not like pictures of Deja are hard to find.
No, no. I think they were just, they're so eager to make
yeah.
the event.
Stop that
they
photo.
Just, they just,
it.
Yes, that's legit what they found. And I was like, oh, no, you can. These are mine. You have my permission. Use whatever you want. I sent like three over. I said, do what you will.
So is it like August 19th?
August 18th. Yeah.
I for some reason I can't get my password back for Reddit. So I can only log on to and post on the Toledo Reddit page at home on my iPad. And they were asking, why is our pride in August? And we've gone over this before.
Yes, because we don't want to compete with other cities. And I always mess up the order, but there's 4 weekends in June. And I'm just say 1 weekend is Cleveland, 1 weekend is Cincinnati, 1 weekend is Columbus, and the other weekend is Dayton.
Okay. So. It's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, our friend Bethany from TSA is here. We don't have much time, but that's okay.
So yeah, I can whip out 2 because half of these I can't pronounce.
Oh, even better. Floyd's fabulous phobia game.
Here we go. Spectrophobia.
You're afraid of lights.
No.
Ghosts.
Nope. Mirrors and one's own reflection.
Oh.
Which was an Oprah episode, by the way.
Really?
It was an Oprah episode. Also, the other one I'm going to say was also an Oprah episode. Actually, I have 3 because I'm going to give you one. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? There we go. Optophobia.
Bethany?
Seeing?
You're on the right track.
Yeah, because optics. Hint?
Fear. Something to do with your eyes.
Fear of opening your eyes.
Yes.
Really?
And that was an Oprah episode, too. And they got the girl really darkly dimmed sunglasses because she, I don't know what it was, she had a traumatic experience as a child and just never wanted to open her eyes. So yeah. That's and this cool. one is for you. You're welcome for the way I'm about to butcher this. Arachidbutryophobia.
Fear of being able to pronounce words correctly.
No. Arachbutryophobia.
If it's for me, is it yes. a fear of the thing I dislike?
No.
I don't know.
Fear of
Isn't
thing
it
you
it
love.
It,
well, I don't know. A butyrophobia. I can't read. I went to
I give up. What is it?
Fear of peanut butter.
Oh, I feel sorry for those people.
Yeah, we like to call those people with allergies. How do you say that? Arachibutyrophobia?
Arachibutyrophobia.
That sounds like a.
I wonder if that's like the.
I think.
The chemical way of. Whatever peanut butter is, which is should just be.
I want to find someone who's afraid of peanut butter and just dip my hand in there and be like.
That would be a
Okay, wait. I looked one up yesterday, and if this is a thing, I need to know who has this. A blutophobia?
Okay.
A blutophobia? Anybody?
No.
Got it. It's on my list. I'm bothered by it, too.
What is
Do
it?
Do people have that?
I don't know. It is. The persistent fear of cleaning, washing, or bathing it often occurs more in children and women than men.
How do you have a fear of cleaning yourself?
So, like any 3-year-old that doesn't want to take a bath?
No, I think it's more of like the cleaning.
If it's like, a phobia, it's like an irrational fear. So that's like if you can't wash, like what?
6:20 with the morning reboot.
You can't wash. You're not a productive member of society.
You're afraid of the people who are afraid to clean themselves.
Yes. Is that a phobia? That would be me.
A new addition to the zoo. We'll get to that. A return to the walleye. And as you could probably predict, we could do this every day. Another road closing or construction to be aware of in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:32. Floyd's got papers. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here with us. A couple of American flamingo chicks hatched July 10th at the zoo's Avian Breeding Center. The place that's your phobia.
Yep. I'm terrified of birds.
What?
Yes. Really? It's a real thing.
I love flamingos.
If anybody ever wants to abduct and terrorize Floyd, please take him to the Avian Center at the zoo.
No. That's pretty common.
Chuck Cerbini, curator of birds, said they were artificially incubated and are being hand-raised by the staff. Hand-rearing is very common in zoological facilities. We do it because we can more closely monitor the health and development of the chicks. They also tend to be calmer, which is beneficial for living in captivity. And we've all seen the flamingo exhibit at the zoo. There was only one other flamingo chick that was born there in 2017. Adult males can be about 5 feet tall and weigh around... How much, Floyd, you're reading. Bethany, how much?
I didn't read. I was just staring at the paper like I was reading.
He's
I'm so sorry.
How heavy do you think a flamingo is?
They're bird. They fly, right? So they have
75
hollow
pounds.
Bones. I'm going to say 26. Oh, we were way off.
They also hand feed them because if they gain too much weight, they could develop issues with their legs. The chicks are syringe fed a homemade formula of... A blended slurry of fish, shrimp, hard-boiled egg yolk, and baby cereal every 2 hours during the daytime.
Tasty.
That sounds nasty. They must be all feathers. 6 pounds?
Yeah. You're going to the zoo on Sunday?
Yes,
Glass
sir.
City Steel?
Yep.
Where at?
We're going to be kind of by the amphitheater/penguin/cafe, like in that big court where the dancing Christmas lights normally are.
Can I be one of your interns?
Sure.
On Sunday and get like free admission?
As long as you bring us water.
Maybe.
I'm just going to run his coattails.
Okay.
Maumee Bay State Park is again under a bacteria contamination advisory. The advisory is posted when the level of bad bacteria in the water has reached unsafe levels and could make you sick. Children, the elderly, and those in ill health or weakened immune systems are advised not to swim. The advisory is routine for that section of Lake Erie, which has had high levels of bacteria in 29 of the last 52 days since the first advisory of the year was issued back in May.
They have had advisories since I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of these.
Since 2001, yeah. I'm like, I feel like Maumee Bay has not been up to par. I remember going all the time when we first moved here, but I have not been in recent memory probably since I was 16.
I feel like this is more problematic than like the algae bloom that we're all so concerned about. Mm. Like this is water. People, they go to the beach. They go there to swim.
Yeah. And like, tis the season because people are going to want to go today.
Right.
Right.
Dan Watson will return for a fourth straight season to the Toledo Walleye.
Or as they call him on Twitter, Waddy. They did call him. They said, welcome back, Waddy. Those are not my words. That is from the official Twitter with a check mark.
He's been there since the team's inception in 2009. He led them deep into the Kelly Cup playoffs last season. I'm excited to stay in Toledo and continue to grow as a coach. The last 5 years here in this great hockey city, we've put together a product people can be proud of, and that might be an understatement. He was an assistant coach for the Walleye in the team's first 7 seasons before becoming head coach in 2016. His 2017 team captured the Brabham Cup for best regular season record in the ECHL, and of course he took them to the Kelly Cup Finals this year where they went down to Newfoundland. Waterline construction will close part of Holland Sylvania Road today for preparatory work. Then for 2 months starting Monday, Holland Sylvania will be closed to the northbound through traffic between Perrysburg Holland and Airport Highway, with traffic detoured via Heather Downs, Reynolds, and Airport. Southbound Sylvania will remain open past the work site. Bethany, that's near where you live, right?
Yeah.
Should you rent your helicopter now just to get from place to place?
No.
I was just looking at a friend complaining about the trail being down to one lane last night.
I didn't see that.
Isn't it always been down to one lane?
I guess somewhere got her more than usual.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by surprise construction projects because, I mean, outside of the excessive heat wave, this is the time to get it done. It's not raining.
Well, and if you're traveling, like at night, they always shut things down because they're trying to work. So.
Yeah, in the overnight. Heat wave cancellations. Today, the Autism Model School is closed. Tomorrow, Ottawa Park Concert Series featuring East River Drive postponed. There's
Indiana Avenue Baptist Church picnic is canceled.
Yes.
I feel like we're reading like church announcements right now, and I'll just keep going. because I feel like I should say this.
I agree.
The African American Festival Parade only is canceled and rescheduled for August 10th.
Why would they only cancel the parade?
That's what we do.
The Splash and Summer Fun event at Fallen Timbers canceled, and Sunday the Brunch and Learn at Catawba Island for this Sunday is also canceled. I would expect more cancellations. Let's see what happens with Pizza Palooza.
I know Walks and Wags got postponed to September. That's the thing you asked me about.
Where's that at? Where was that at?
That was going to be at Walbridge Park, and I was going to go.
Ooh, I love Walbridge Park.
I'm pretty sure it was going to be at Walbridge Park.
If you have weekend plans, you might want to keep an eye on it, even if it's inside, if by some chance somebody's air conditioning stops working. So just keep an eye on the events that you're working, that you're trying to participate with this weekend.
And come to a drag show.
There you go.
We don't cancel for anything. Level 3 snow emergency, get your clothes on, drag show.
George's air conditioning goes out.
Yeah, drag show. We are committed.
Yes, you are. 6:38.
So San Diego Comic-Con began yesterday, and I'm $200 lighter in the Amazon wallet this morning because of it. But there were a lot of trailers that came out, so it's going to be trailerific before 7 o'clock with entertainment.
Trailer-palooza.
Not canceled.
Yeah.
I also have a song for you that I'd appreciate you not... You might have already heard it.
No, I went to bed yesterday at 8:15.
Well, this has been
I was knocked out yesterday. Like, my mom was like, "Are you alive?" I was like,
"Check me tomorrow."
Right, 4:45 this morning.
This is a song that's been floating out there, but I feel like you would have mentioned it to me.
Okay, so.
So we'll get to that, and also a little bit about Beyonce's Lion King release. 6:39 with the morning reboot. All that on the way before 7. 6:49 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, our friend Bethany from TSA, is here. Somebody please go adopt Molly today from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Her pictures are up on that girl's Facebook page. Olivia
isn't amazing.
She's no Maya Ramirez.
They are both good for different reasons.
Molly is a wonderful beagle dog who I approve of you adopting. She's over at Lucas County Canine Care and Control, about 8 years old, a beagle. She just wants to lay around.
Inside, in the air conditioning, please.
Like all of us today. All right, so you're either going to be like, "Oh, I already heard that," or it's going to be the greatest thing you've ever heard.
Is this a song?
We will get to the trailers in a second. You haven't heard it.
I did. They played...
So noted Diplo and Charlie XCX.
Absolutely not. You do not remake a Spice Girl classic.
No, unless you're gonna slam dunk do it better, and that's not better.
Unless in the middle you're singing and you give me that choppy British accent, like, "I give everything on this, I swear, I just promise I'll always be there."
All right, never mind then. We'll move on. Lots of trailers.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
And movie stuff coming out of or circling around San Diego Comic-Con. With lots of panels of upcoming projects. We'll start with what we talked about yesterday. The trailer is here for Cats. On our Facebook page, if you want, Q105. Oh, the artsy people are getting artsy. Is this good?
Yes.
I haven't seen it before.
Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, Ian McKellen.
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson.
James Corden.
Judi Dench.
Jason Derulo.
Bethany, do you remember the PBS show when we were kids with Ben Vereen, the people were cats?
Yeah. Zoobly Zoo.
Zoobly Zoo.
That's what these people... Oh, by the way, there is an internet outrage. People are scared of the way the cats look.
We know that.
Listen.
Here we go. Oh, the orchestration.
There we go. It could use a little more editing.
Yeah,
to clean it up.
There's a lot of articles today about this, that people are terrified or terrorized by the cats.
Well, people are stupid and they need to get over their stupid phobias. They're fine. They're not real. They're not going to jump off the screen. Yeah, I got mad. They're trying to keep it real to the Broadway version. They have to look like people still too. But I get it. We even talked about it off air.
Right.
They look different. But here's the thing. if the performances are good, you're going to be like, oh, look at Jennifer Hudson. That's that big old.
Right. You'll forget about it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, this is arguably to the level of the Aerial Bowl stuff. All right. Next up. Next trailer. I saw it a couple of years ago. I was like, okay. I did like the original better. I'm not super excited for this one, but I really like the actors. What are we?
It was a hot dog on my Twitter. Nothing. With mustard.
Nothing.
You don't want to see it today after yesterday?
No. Yes.
We did hot ones yesterday.
Yeah.
It was wrong.
It was wrong.
I almost died. Yeah. It, the movie.
Nothing. You're not ready for it?
I wasn't interested.
Okay.
But now that I've watched this and I see the cast, I really like the cast. Bethany, did you see
that? That's scary?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Here
not.
We go.
No, ma'am.
I'm out. Tapping out.
Now I'm in. They're all you grown up now.
I swear.
If it isn't dead,
if it ever comes back, we'll come back to you.
We didn't stop it.
Anyways.
The clown. We can't let it happen again.
Hello?
Jake!
James McAvoy.
Hello.
I'm in.
I'm
are
not
you
afraid
out?
Of clowns. Like, I don't care about clowns.
Oh, wow.
I just don't do scary movies in general.
I think it's... I always confuse Jessica Chastain with someone else, but I think that's Jessica Chastain.
Is she the redhead?
Dark, or kind of, okay. Yes. James McAvoy, other familiar faces. You guys didn't see the first one, right?
I love the first one. I saw it twice in movie theaters.
Do you know what I loved about it? That Mikey from Stranger Things is in it and is cursing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got some really good zingers.
Yeah.
And the lines he uses compared to what we're used to in Stranger Things, great.
Yeah, like,
he's in this one as well. Because it's gonna
maybe I'll watch it and just close my eyes.
Because the first one ended as they were kids. This one will bounce back and forth because I think the original movie in the book is 78,000 pages. 78,000 pages of Stephen King.
And the ending of the book is not like the ending of the movie.
One more. Never saw it.
Same.
I do love Ed Harris, though.
30 plus years of service. Combat medals.
Citation.
Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion. You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
Top Gun Maverick, that's
so excited.
Tom Cruise.
Way to the danger zone.
Yes!
Like, I hate 80s music. We did Never Ending Story. Enjoy it.
No, you did.
Let me get the 80s out of my life today. I never saw that. Iceman. Who's the other guy?
Does he go? Feel, there's something.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Do the thing with your teeth. Anthony Edwards before he lost his hair. Yeah, it hurts.
Didn't Take a Breath Away come from this song? Movie too?
Kelly McGillis.
To the danger zone.
So I was 80s shimmying it up.
Remember how we got I got 5 on it, a remake from us. I wonder if we're gonna get a Danger Zone remake from that.
You have to, or Take My Breath Away, because that seems more epic to play with. You could twist. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah. Bow, bow, bow.
We have that one.
By Berlin? Yeah. We look at that. You know who remade that and it's a horrible cover? You know I love her.
Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
How's that one not?
It's
in
a
here?
Mess.
Oh, all right,
that's
good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Beyonce dropped The Lion King, The Gift, last night. Not The Gif, The Gift.
Thanks for clarification.
Sorry.
She's Southern.
The album, which is separate from the movie's official soundtrack, has Kendrick Lamar, Pharrell, as well as her husband, Jay-Z. And Blue has a writing credit on there on the song Brown Skin Girl.
How much did you get paid for that?
Donald Glover. I bet she doesn't even know the concept of money because she never needs any.
Yeah, right. I was just thinking about that. Like
Donald Glover and / Childish Gambino are on there. Beyonce calls it a love letter to Africa. I wanted to make sure we found the best talent from Africa and not just use some of the sounds and did my interpretation of it. I wanted to be authentic to what's beautiful about music in Africa. None of these people were born there.
Here's the thing. Right. This is what I'm thinking of. Beyonce gets off her private jet. I love Beyonce. She goes to Africa and she's like, here's a gift from you. And the African people, what? We don't want these. We want food. We don't need this album.
We can't eat this.
We don't want to get information. Grant me a buffalo. I need chicken wings.
Yeah.
She's like, but I made this for you. And African people, get the hell out of here. With your hair.
Those people have deep African ancestry, but not from Africa.
We don't need a love letter. We had one in the 80s. It was called We Are the World. That is exactly a historical reenactment of Beyonce getting off her private jet in the middle of Nigeria in a mud hut, gifting someone that, what are we going to play this on?
Right.
We'd have no electricity.
By the way, Chiwetel Ejiofor was born in the African nation of London.
Oh.
7 o'clock, the morning reboot. Misheard lyrics on the way next.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.
712 here on Q105. It's the morning reboot. We're glad you're here with us. You can text the show, and you will need to text the show because we're going to talk about music here. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend from TSA, Bethany, is here with us. I ran into a tweet the other day of someone with like a 250,000 followers. So the thread was really good, and it was basically asking, what songs have you misunderstood and what lyrics as well? I have been unable to come up with the songs that I've misunderstood because I take everything literally. I don't get symbolism real well. I just assume if it's a song and they're talking about like literal things, it's about sex and like, is that what Little Red Corvette is about?
It's about a body part.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
Semisonic Closing Time. It's closing time.
What's that about? I thought it was about Get Out the Bar.
It's not. And I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was about it's about, I think he and his wife were pregnant, and it's about them not being able to go out and party anymore.
Oh, well.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, that was a reach.
Sometimes you're too literal, I guess.
that was a reach.
Sometimes your metaphor is a little too over everyone's
Find
head.
Find a babysitter, okay? Hey. The bar will still be open. You good?
Live your life.
419-240-1055. What song lyrics have you misheard? You can text us or call us. By the way, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. I was also talking with my buddy Melissa Andrews the other day, and I don't know how we got into this, but I threw out the Taylor Swift lyric that I always heard what I thought we all heard, and then even Taylor Swift's mom thought it was this, but it's not Starbucks Lovers. I didn't hear Long List of Ex-Lovers until the 50th time I heard it.
I didn't. I totally thought it was the Starbucks thing. And then I had seen that, no, it's Long List of, and I'm like, what? I hear it.
Me too. Once you read the actual lyric, 419-240-1055, song lyrics you've misheard or songs that you have misunderstood, and you're like, oh, it's about that. I always thought there is a new Iggy Azalea album out today.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Laffy Taffy sample. And
there is.
Good for D Pharrell getting a little extra money.
Do, do, do.
I thought this was always Look, I realize it was revenge, and I think getting someone back with a baby, like, hey, guess what, bitch? I'm pregnant. It's yours. Like, I could see how that's revenge. Get you back with a baby.
Back with a baby. No, I told you what I thought it said one day, and I screamed it at the bar. They're like, what did you just say? I thought it said, because it's Rita Ora singing, I was once a black little baby. And like my friend was like, what did you just say? I said, I'm a black little baby. And they're like, honey, no.
The song's called Black Widow.
Black little baby.
419-240-1055. And I thought, oh, a black widow. Like, you'd never want to be stung by that. And something stinging by to me would be like, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. I'd be like, hey, guess what? I'm leaving the country.
Okay.
Did I go too far?
No.
All right, next one. Apparently, people believed this was flamingo sex. And you, since we don't think it is.
Now I'm going to sing it. I don't even know what it is.
All right. Welcome to the land of fame excess.
The flamingo sex. Did you put it past LA, though? Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in?
There's no L. Here's the thing. If you're trying to figure out what the lyric is, you have to listen for the consonants. There's no L. Right? Like, there's no L.
419.
But in the mood, in the moment.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening to something on bad headphones or like, without good... Yeah, you're gonna... But no. That's
our friend Bethany from TSA who's here with us today. It's Eric and Floyd, Q105. You don't put the context of the song together until you read the lyrics.
I love that.
Yeah, that's true.
419-240-1055. Misheard song lyrics or misunderstood songs? I've got one more, and it's arguably spring's most popular meme. Now look, even I knew this because this was in the title of the damn song. Somebody, guess what? It's
gonna be me. What was a misheard lyric? I love that song so much.
People think it's gonna be May.
Not me.
Oh no, he totally says it's gonna be May.
Especially since that meme comes around.
I love that meme.
People hate it. Somebody, guess what?
It's gonna be May. Listen, if you wanna talk about mispronounced words, Britney Spears.
Okay, listen.
Give us the tweet, and Bethany, ones you have, we'll get a call first. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Alex.
Hi, Alex. What lyric have you misheard?
The song Blame It on the Alcohol with T-Pain and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
It's like, blame it on the juice, got you feeling loose, got you something, blame it on the Patron. It says got you in the zone, but I used to think it said... Got your male genitalia part.
But that makes sense.
That's hilarious.
Drunk.
That fits in context.
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Elise. How are you?
Hi, hello. Elise. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us. I'm looking for something.
Okay. Like, one of my top 10 favorite songs, Blinded by the Light.
Yes. Wrapped up like a douche.
But it's right. They say douche, but it's douche.
Yes.
Which still doesn't make any sense. Well, how are you wrapped up like a douche?
Yes. There were so many drugs back then.
Yeah, well, but no matter how many times you listen to it, they say douche.
You're right.
Why would you want to be wrapped up like a douche? That's even worse than a douche.
Oh, and the fact that you saying it with your dirty New York accent is even better.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
So I have one, and I've sang this wrong for years. Thank you, whoever just texted us in. Ja Rule and J-Lo. He's like, what's blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
She says, R-U-L-E. Yes. And I go, and I always think,
Are
you ready? No.
Yeah. I thought she was saying, R-U-L-A or something like that.
So thank you for co-signing. I've always said, even to this day, I always go, are you ready?
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you saying? I'm like, no. He's asking, what's my name? She spells it. I'm like, oh. Whatever.
The new Lake High School is...
Oh. What's my name?
Are you ready? It sounds like early.
Yeah, and ready, too. So, I can't believe you didn't bring on the misheard lyric queen of the past year. My girl. Ariana.
Okay.
Bacon eggs. Bacon eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I sing Bacon Eggs now, thanks to all the girls at work, because they know I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. And when this, and that song comes on, they're like, Bacon Eggs. I'm like, that's all I hear now.
Yeah.
What else? What was the Rihanna one? And let me get the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got it. Yeah.
419-240-1055. So I found the tweet. I deleted it by accident. And the woman's name is Emily Nussbaum, N-U-S-S-B-A-U-M. And to go back to that call, wrapped up like a douche, another boner in the night. There's so many 80s songs in this one, like in this lady's thread. It's I didn't realize 80s were, I was a fully grown adult when I realized that Little Red Corvette wasn't about a car. Oh, I guess it rains down in Africa.
Are those not the words?
That is not the words.
Is it, I bless the rains down in Africa, right?
Yes. Okay. I think.
I guess it rains. I mean, that's accurate for white dudes thinking about Africa. I guess it rains down in Africa.
Uptown Funk. Don't believe you're just white.
I love this.
More 80s. Rock the Cat Box.
Oh, Rock the Cat Box. Da, da. I know that song. The Rihanna one that we got from a texter is, the words are under my umbrella. She always sang under her arm, fella, forever.
Under my arm forever, ever, ever. In context, it makes sense.
It does. This? We had another one.
Oh, there was one on this as well. You Give Love a Bad Name. Something about a Band-Aid.
We always made fun of that song. Because it's a shot through the heart in your too vain. You make love like an orangutan. You're welcome. We had nothing to do in the 2000s.
That's funny. I like it. I have a hard time. My hearing is not that good. So anytime, like the 1975, that band, they're from Manchester. And when the lead singer sings, like he has a weird accent. Mm-hmm. And I have really hard time understanding any of their lyrics. Like, even Adele, sometimes, the way that they pronounce things, you're like, what are they saying? And I have to look up the lyrics. It's not even, like,
that was fun.
Misunderstood, but just, I have to look up what they're saying.
So, I don't know, you said Britney Spears earlier.
If You Seek Amy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what songs of hers, because I like her so much, that I don't think I hear misheard lyrics.
Like, Toxic is really hard to understand what she's saying.
It's whispery, Britney.
Toxic.
You know what? They had to recut If You Seek mm-hmm. Amy to If You See Amy. Because I guess too many people heard the K.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what that's about, right? Wait, or you know what she's trying?
Yes, I'm 33 years old.
Because she has that disclaimer at the beginning with the lady at the news desk. Like, If You See Amy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's the Six of New York gal again. How are you?
Hello. What's up?
Hey, Ben.
What about the songs that aren't even in English, like that are so popular and you love, but you're singing it and you have no idea what you're saying? Like 99 Buffalo.
Yeah.
What?
99 Rella. Or Opa Gangnam Style. I could be cussing someone out and I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
Despacito.
Yeah.
I know people think that wrong.
The artist actually sang it wrong.
I'm a Dorito.
That's what it was, Dorito, yeah.
Bieber was on stage and said, I'm a Dorito.
I thought he just gave up and didn't even sing the lyrics at all.
He was probably extremely drunk.
I said, he was on his pre-Jesus juice. He had wine.
24 with the morning reboot. What to wear if you're feeling your best? Next on Q105 in less than 15 minutes. 7:35.
Accurate.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. If you only get a chance to spend like 10 or 15 minutes with us, or the duration of your kind of short commute, you can get the entire show, song-free and commercial-free. You're like, hey, why isn't it like that now? Well, because it's in the podcast, and we can't give you the podcast episode until we wrap up the show. So around 10 o'clock or so, if you'd like that day's episode, one, if you're already subscribed, you're good to go. You should get the notification, but you can always text Eric to our text line, 419-240-1055. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. My friend had my friend Jen Wakefield had a really conversational topic on her Facebook page the other day. And I think the answer is simply like a practical one, but I want to expand it a little bit more than that. And it's about your looks and how you feel about your appearance. Ladies, suppose you're in the best shape of your life. Would you wear a cheeky thong bathing suit to a water park? And there's lots of comments. And I think it's up on our Facebook page as well. And to a water park? Probably not. Because it's probably not water park friendly.
Listen, those cheeky anything feels like a constant wedgie. Because half of your rear end is covered and the other half is not. And you feel like you have to pull them down.
So you never wore like thong underwear?
And thongs are different.
They're covered up.
Cheekies like, are horrible.
The feeling of it though.
You don't feel it though.
Also, don't...
It doesn't feel like anything.
Don't most water parks have, like, a dress code of what you can and can't wear?
Like, they should. Like, however...
Like, I know children are going to be running around like, Mom, look at that butt! Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like... I feel like you dress appropriately where you're going to go.
Not everybody.
Not everyone. I know. Not
especially
everyone does.
Here.
Not
everybody. I think if you're going to a water park... You should be more pragmatic and practical than fashion. I know some people don't make that. But if you're running after kids, you probably don't.
Well, and if you're like going down a water slide, right. You're going to hit that water pretty fast and you might lose a top or bottom.
Or your cheeks are going to be super hot. But what about otherwise? Let's open it up. And I guess I have to rearrange Jen's question a little bit. Suppose you were in the best shape of your life. Would you wear that? I think we're familiar with what is now fashionable for swimsuits for some people or for some women that choose to wear them. I would say best shape of your life at your peak physical time of life. Like if you're 78 and you're in the best shape of your life, good for you. Mm-hmm. But you'd probably look better if you're in the best shape of your life if you were like 25. Would you wear it then?
So, but are we wearing this to aesthetically please ourselves or...
Not to a water park.
So just to wear it.
Somewhere where you're laying out, you're vacationing, you're put in bay.
We're still on a bathing suit.
If you're covered up in like the areas, I guess, that need to be covered up, which is...
Your nipples.
I don't really care about the front. Or the front. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, but like, I guess if you're out on a beach and you're just sunbathing, because there's times I went to the beach and people have laid on the beach.
Well, there are nude beaches.
Well, not even nude, but like they lay forward and they undo their little bra strap.
Yeah.
And
so you don't get the line in the back.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I guess that's along those lines. It's not bothering anyone. Yeah. They're minding their business. I should mind my damn business. Like, right. But when you have children around.
What about when you don't? Like, what about when you're, we can like make this really cut and dried.
Okay.
You're in the best shape of the best time of your life. You think everybody thinks you look phenomenal. Would you wear something that revealing in a place where kids aren't?
I know thick people who wear stuff that's not revealing and they're comfortable in their skin. Like what I think is aesthetically pleasing is what other people do. Right. So best shape of your life, I could be in the best shape even though I'm big. I could have good health. Like, you know what I mean? So I could wear something. It's up to the person.
If I was rocking a six pack, I would be in a bikini.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But we don't, so we're going to wear what we feel is good to ourselves.
I would still be covered up.
Bethany, a very cheeky one?
No. No.
Yeah.
It's just uncomfortable.
Right. I think, yeah, you should be fit for yourself, not for a display.
You can be both.
I mean, you can, but if you're going to get healthy for yourself.
The bathing suit that I wear in my backyard is completely different than the one that I would wear out in public.
But I think, what go back to his point, like, look good for yourself. If you feel good in your cheeky outfit, wear it. I'm like, but are you wearing it to cause attention to yourself? Or like, that's the other part of the question.
But if you've worked so hard to be healthy and look healthy and have the physique you've always died for, you want to show it off. So it's for you and for them.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who am I to sit there and be like...
But I think even if you're rocking a six-pack and you're super fit... There's still bathing suit styles that look better on certain body shapes. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That's actually a good point.
Like, there are really fit, ripped models that wear a one piece, and I'm like, yes, honey.
Yeah.
You look so good in that.
But they would also probably look good in anything.
Right. Exactly.
I think it's about how much you're willing to reveal. And yeah. some are willing to reveal more than others. And I think as long as you're within the taste of where you are,
right,
have fun.
And if you're comfortable... I mean, if you're comfortable, be comfortable. You're also going to a beach where you want to relax. Why feel uncomfortable?
Right.
Be you.
Yeah. The water park thing was a lot of people hinted or said in Jen's thing, nope, if I'm trying to chase my kids down, I need athletic prowess, not good athletic looks. 7:41 on the morning reboot. A legendary face from a legendary series will return, and it's probably the only thing that makes the next installment of this interesting.
Okay.
Before 8 o'clock on Q105. 7:55 on Q105. We'll go from Taylor there to Taylor here in the trailer that has some people scared for cats. Memory?
I haven't seen you before, have I?
Open up and tell me.
The trailer's on our Facebook page if you want to see it, Q105.
The meaning of what happiness is. Then
full trailer.
I'm ready.
On our Q105 Facebook page. So I'm excited, and I'll be refreshing my phone tomorrow for San Diego Comic-Con and Marvel
You're
stuff.
You're having serious FOMO.
Not really. Mm. I like to watch it from afar. I've already spent $200 on Transformer toys that aren't even out yet. Did you said Angelina Jolie and Chris Pratt. Did you mean somebody else?
No, I'm pretty sure that's what Kevin Frazier told me last night on Entertainment Tonight.
Okay, because Marvel hasn't announced any of their next movies, but Angelina Jolie is supposed to be in one of the next big ones called Eternals. But Richard Madden is supposed to be in it.
No, Chris Pratt and Angelina Jolie are the only two confirmed people from who's going to be on the Marvel panel for tomorrow.
God, that's weird. Huh. Okay,
I'm sure there'll be more surprises, but I'm sure they're the most. A-list of the A-list out there. They're like, we can't hide that you're not going to be there.
Also, in the most James Cameron fashion of all James Cameron things, since all he does is make movies once every 20 years, and then we wait in between for them to come out. I'm talking about you, Avatar. I believe he called in yesterday. Wait, did he call in? Oh, yeah.
At Comic-Con?
He said he wanted to be there in person, but with everyone winging at him about how long it's taking to get Avatar sequels going, that it would probably be best to be stayed on set and kept working. So, yes, he beamed in to a panel yesterday for Terminator Dark Fate.
He would have got booed. Like, I come to Comic-Con to see the whole well-oiled machine.
They just turned Skype on.
Are you a Terminator fan?
I like T2.
Yes, that's the first one was in 84 was groundbreaking. Yeah. T2 was like, wow, we got another one. The third one, I kind of liked it.
That's the one that came out later down the road. 2002. Okay, so
whiny Nick Stahl. Hmm. And then there was the Christian Bale one.
Oh, yeah, and then there Rise. Was
one a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's, do you know who's coming back for this one?
I do, I'm so excited.
Edward Furlong. Will reprise the role of John Connor. He was the kid in Terminator 2.
He was emo before emo was the thing.
Yep. Cameron dropped the Furlong bombshell very casually before describing how Dark Fate is definitely director Tim Miller's movie. Tim Miller is the one who was responsible for the first Deadpool movie. The panel saw Linda Hamilton, who will be in this movie again, take the stage along with Miller, and her co-stars Natalie Reyes, Mackenzie Davis, who I adore, Diego Boneta, and Gabrielle Luna, who now plays the Terminator. Last but not least, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was handed a $20 bill to Miller because he bet that Miller would say the F word at least 5 times by the time Schwarzenegger himself came on stage. And by Arnold's count, he'd said it 10 times.
Oh, Lord. Dang. That's a flappity flap tongue.
Right.
Now I'm interested in those movies because the Furlong being back.
Oh, yeah. He was good. He was good.
Hannah Brown sent Luke Parker home on Monday, but the drama is continuing to continue. ET's Lauren Zima spoke with Hannah at the show's Men Tell All taping Friday, where she revealed that her heart gets broken this season outside of her explosive breakup with Parker. Well, my heart gets broken a lot for a lot of different reasons on this season. Of course, Luke breaks my heart, but my heart gets broken through all of this because of just learning and growing and putting my heart out there in the way that I did. So much drama this season.
Ma'am, you went on television.
And to a windmill.
Drama show, reality show. What did you think was going to happen?
Last thing, and I think we need to do this topic Tuesday-ish. Margot Robbie doing press for Once Upon a Time, which I believe hits next week. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, a Quentin Tarantino movie. She plays Sharon Tate with great reverence that she aimed to do. I remember when you, DiCaprio, and I did Wolf of Wall Street that you would get mad at me for any time I'd mention a movie I hadn't seen. He'd be like, how have you not seen Citizen Kane? How can you work in this industry and not seen Citizen Kane? I'm like, I just got here to this industry. You've had more time to watch this stuff. Then I'd go home and watch Citizen Kane and watch all the movies he'd tell me I had to see, including
Citizen Kane,
Star Wars.
Oh, Margot, girl. Now, I'm with her on Citizen Kane. I took a film course, and that was one of the prerequisites we had to watch. I couldn't even tell you anything about it. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I have a long...
And it was like number one on the list.
I also don't think I've seen a Star Wars movie all the way through.
But you've seen them.
Yeah.
I have a long list. Like, we did a bit on the old show before.
You haven't seen anything.
People would call and they'd throw a popular movie out there and I'd be like, nope, haven't seen it. I've seen some.
For as much Netflix as I feel like you say you watch. Like,
he watched original content, though.
Well, yeah. That's
right.
Or, like, indie stuff. Top Gun? Maverick trailer?
A Few Good Men? Have you seen A Few Good Men?
I can recite that movie.
Okay.
Is that You Can't Handle the Truth?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've seen that
But if you give me like 50 other ones, there's a good chance I haven't seen them. God, throw one at me.
Steel Magnolias.
No. Is that one that everyone's seen?
I didn't know.
For the most part. Pretty Woman.
Haven't seen it.
Showgirls.
Haven't seen it.
I'm trying to think of popular movies, like really popular.
Like
Breakfast Club.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, come on. You never see Breakfast Club?
We'll do it on Tuesday.
Yeah. What?
Good Lord.
Get your list ready.
I've seen that movie like 18 times in high school. I was like, we're watching this again.
Wait. The calls will be everything you're sure everyone has seen. Wow. I will score poorly on that list.
Matrix?
Tried to watch it. Didn't like it.
But you attempted, so that counts. Okay. That's fair. Wow. Trying to think, like, in your era, I'm going to make a list this weekend. That's my homework.
The answer will likely be no. 802 with the morning reboot.
Spice World.
Haven't seen it. I don't think that's one everyone's seen. One.
That's my favorite movie.
He's not cool enough to watch that movie.
You're right.
By the way, our friend Bethany from TSA is here.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
Do you guys follow Diplo on social media?
No.
He's Richard. He might have just made that song to be just that.
It's not good.
The 5 second rule is in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios.
It's the morning reboot. Some really sweet, sweet deals, including BlackRock going on sale around 9 o'clock this morning. You should be standing by the website, Q1055.com. Or if you want, right now, text SWEET to our text number, 419-240-1055. These BlackRock SWEET deal gift certificates will go really, really fast. Also, Espresso Car Wash. These are the two that hop on around 9 o'clock this morning, and we'll visit with both of them shortly. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here with us. I figured it's Friday. We can rip off a quick edition of the 5 second rule.
Dang it.
You get the easy ones. You're good.
Not always.
Yeah. But first, I don't know if we'll have time to get to it, and I forgot one entertainment story. This is why San Diego Comic-Con is not just like stuff for nerds like me. When I say, are you ready, kids, you think of what?
Aye, aye,
aye, aye, Captain.
Everybody that grew up watching SpongeBob will recognize those words because it's how the show opens, as well as the pirate painting with the moving lips that sings them. We now know whose lips and words those were. Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob,
yeah.
Who died of ALS last November at 57. Squidward voice actor Roger Bumpus revealed the secret at the show's San Diego Comic-Con panel yesterday. I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but when you see the opening and there's that painting of the pirate and there's lips moving, that's Steven. So he's been in every episode.
Awesome.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, 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 Captain.
Oh. There's a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Something in porous is he.
Take me to Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
5 second rule. I'll throw some things out there. I need three of them in 5 seconds as you're on the clock. Floyd, you'll go first.
Oh, poop.
I got a stretch.
I need three things that you put on a stick.
A corn dog, a sucker, ants. Like you put ants on a stick, like as a kid you play with them. Whatever, I win.
You try to melt them. You use a magnifying glass.
That's fine. Destroy them.
Bethany, I need three things that are frozen.
Ice cream, popsicles, chicken.
My nipples.
Not Toledo.
Not Toledo. Not Floyd, today.
I need three famous painters.
Da Vinci, Leonardo, Picasso.
That's
Leonardo
only two.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, did I say what?
That's one
that's
person.
Da Vinci. Wait, what did I say?
Leonardo da Vinci is
you
one
said
person.
Da Vinci Leonardo.
Oh. Was he a painter?
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
He was like an inventor.
Who? Oh, I'm sorry.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci was a painter, yeah. He painted, but he was also a scientist and an inventor.
Oh, I could say Bob Ross.
Yep, but you didn't.
Oh, that all was right. A missed opportunity.
Bethany, I need three reasons to wear glasses.
You can't see. You have astigmatism. You want to look cool? He's like me right now.
Floyd,
I'm ready.
I need three things people are scared of.
The It trailer, cats, the East Side.
Boom. The Ant trailer?
Cat
trailer.
The It trailer.
God, oh, you said it. All right, Bethany, I need three women with short hair.
Glenn Close.
Ellen?
Good one.
I saw all these faces in my head, and I couldn't come up with the name.
Pizza Palooza is happening this weekend.
Oh, don't you dare.
I think. Floyd, I need three nasty pizza toppings.
Olives, anchovies, pineapples. I said what I said.
Pineapple is delicious.
I said what I said.
I love Hawaiian pizza. It's like what my go-to.
Bethany,
I
need three places in Toledo that are closed.
McCune's now. Southwick Mall and Bijou.
I would have said like every other street.
The trail, probably.
Right.
So I'm afraid to spell this word. I'm even afraid to spell this word on the air because somebody might deem it as a bad word.
Okay.
And it could interrupt or it could add to what I need you to answer, Floyd. So I will turn this around.
Okay.
I will turn... Actually, Bethany, you turn it around when I tell you to. Okay?
Is it going to make me giggle?
Yes, yeah. That's the whole point. So,
what? That's how you write your...
Yes. So I'm going to need three... not yet, Bethany. I'm going to need three words...
No!
...that have these four letters in a row...
I see them!
...in the word. I need three words...
Oh, no!
...or phrases that start with this. Turn it around, Bethany.
Okay, cocktail, cockatoo, cock like a rooster. Boom, said
it. A diddle-do.
Cock-a-doodle-do.
I won, I got it good.
That was pretty good. I wouldn't have thought a cocktail, but that's good.
Well done. I think we'll play a game like that with our friends from Black Rock as they tell us how amazing their restaurants are. I don't want them to say Volcanic Rock, though.
Volcanic Rock?
Because
Volcanic Rock has nothing to do with it.
That's what they cook it on.
Is it?
I think so. Or volcanic stone. I think volcanic is used. And
or as I like to say, a hot slab.
It is a hot slab.
Because yesterday
it is a stone, but I didn't think it was, I don't know.
The name of the wings we had yesterday were Volcano.
Oh.
So I don't want anything to do, no volcano stuff. We'll have those friends in next.
Right car, right price, right now.
It will be hot because you have my sheet. heat index between 100 and 110. Thank you. Can I have it? Thank you. Excessive heat warning through tomorrow night at 8 o'clock or so. A little relief on Sunday. Clouds, possibly some scattered storms in 89. It is 80 right now in South Toledo.
Live and local. Unfortunately, that means they might live next to you. Eric Chase in the morning reboot on Q105.
We're staying on the air. Good morning. It's 826 here on Q105. So it's like 100 something, or will be, the heat index over the next couple of days. Let's say hi to Pam from Black Rock Bar and Grill. Hopefully you've been there by now. How are they, volcanic slabs?
Yes, volcanic rock.
Mm. Can we not say? Did not know that. Can we not? So yesterday we ate volcano wings, and I'm not feeling great, and neither is he.
You got a man up.
I have the gurgle guts.
Can we call them hot rocks?
They are hot rocks.
How hot do they get?
755.
And you and if you haven't been, you can cook. You order what you want, and then you kind of cook it yourself, right?
Absolutely.
I may or may not have burnt myself on one a few times.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
But give it this way.
And it was totally my fault.
It was your sizzling satisfaction.
You know what, there though? It was worth it because so good.
Pam's here because Black Rock has a sweet deal going on sale at 9 o'clock. Steve, what are we doing? 25 for 50?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be gone in like 18 seconds.
Yep.
At 9 o'clock, you can get the link right now. Text sweet to 419-240-1055. What do you want to talk about, Black Rock?
Come see us. We got great patio specials going on right now. Half off appetizers and half off drinks on the patio. When it cools off, I know it's kind of hot, but hey, come have some
refreshing. Is the patio open today?
The patio is open every day.
I mean,
I'll drink now. I don't care.
Umbrellas.
I will fight the heat for food.
I will fight the heat for my magic potion. My Tito's martini.
Come have some appetizers.
I don't care what temperature.
Yeah. Pam, I know that if it's your first time in there, you kind of give people a walkthrough, like mini training, like what to do with your food.
Absolutely.
And if you want it this way, here's how long to cook it, whether it's steak or fish. How many, like Bethany mentioned, how many like near, oh my God, someone called the paramedics instances have you had?
And it's just people like her that wants to play on the stone.
Mm. So kids?
Oh,
no, kids are great. The kids are the ones that are really good about it. It's usually the adults that are putting ice cubes on the stone. Or, hey, is it really hot? Can I touch it?
Yeah. What happened was I was reaching across the stone for the mac and cheese. And I may have grazed my arm on the stone. And I was fine because I just put mac and cheese on it and it stopped.
I like putting the sides and the vegetables on there.
Yes.
Because you can do that too. But I can see how an ice cube, you see how long it takes to cool off.
Fries. Yeah. I like putting the fries on there because then they
asparagus.
Stay warm.
Oh.
Yep. Mashed potatoes.
Floyd would like to, again, the Black Rock deal.
Good.
Sweet deal goes on sale at 9 o'clock. Be standing by the website, Q1055.com, or text sweet to our text number. Floyd would like to play a game with you with your menu. Are you familiar with like the memes on the internet, one has to go?
No, but...
So what essentially is, I'm going to name three things off your menu.
Can you talk closer to the microphone?
I don't name three.
Pretend put it in your mouth.
Pretend
don't you dare.
Put pretend it in it's your steak.
Mouth. Oh.
Get close to it.
Okay. What are the, stop. I just think it was the back of the paper. I'm going to name three things off your menu, and you have to get rid of one of them. You have
theoretically
to.
Speaking.
Yes.
Theoretically. So like, not like. You have to go to your board meeting. Like, okay, get rid of this. And we're going to go by courses. So we're going to appetizer, meal, then dessert.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. The Black Rock Duo Pretzel and Cheese Fondue.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster dip. Or the Aha Tuna on the Stone.
Ahi.
It's Ahi.
I don't care. It says Aha.
It says Ahi.
It says Ahai.
Which one has to go, Pam?
I'd have to get rid of the pretzels because I eat them just about every day.
Mm. Okay. I see what you did there. Don't correct me. Now we're going to go to burgers and such.
Yeah, by the way, there's more than just steaks in Black Rock. Like, if kids don't want to make steak or fish, there's burgers and
everything.
Oh, absolutely.
We got salads and burgers and salmon and all kinds of great stuff. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say all these correctly, okay?
You do you.
Thank you. The Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, the Happy Hangover, or the Tom Gobbler.
Oh, that! Have you had the Happy Hangover?
No.
It's so good. That would have to go because that's one of my favorite ones too.
It's got a red box around it. You know that's good.
You're right. Four mozzarella moon fried to perfection with grilled chicken breast, topped with pepper jack cheese, bacon, lettuce, tomato,
lettuce.
Chipotle mayonnaise stuffed in the middle of an ultimate sandwich.
It sounds so unappeasing the way you're reading it. Like, I know you're trying to do whatever, but it
you're only mad because your stomach hurts.
That's
right. And first off, don't come for me. Which one has to go?
Where can you go where you get mozzarella wrapped around your burger like that? Fried mozzarella.
Nowhere.
That's gotta go.
What's the last category you want us to go?
It's dessert. The desert. All right, we have the Oreo Cano, the Black Rock cookie, or the Black Rock brownie.
And they're all of them because they're gigantic and delicious.
But one has to go. Here.
But have you seen the volcano?
I saw the picture.
No volcanoes today.
It's
hot rock. Hot rock with oozing hotness coming out of it.
And chocolate and caramel and. It's delicious.
The cookie's my favorite, but
it is.
I'll eat them all.
Yeah, either one. Just depends on your mood.
I'm already a diabetic. Now I'm a type 3 diabetic. Now I want more food. Just there.
Not that a couple of it's prosthetic V can't help.
So everybody wants ice cream right now.
Huh?
Everybody wants ice cream right now. It's hot.
It's hot.
Pam, thanks for visiting.
You're very welcome.
Well, what are the hours for Black Rock?
We're open from 11 o'clock in the morning every single day. We close at 12 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays and 11 o'clock the rest of the week.
Okay, text Sweet to get the deal at 9. They will go fast. 419-240-1055 or Q1055.com. Good luck. 8:52, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. We'll have your podcast for today's show ready to go before 10 o'clock. If you missed parts of the show, you can get it song-free and commercial-free by texting Eric to 419-240-1055. You can also use that text line to text SWEET to get the link for our SWEET deals. We have some more guests in because there's another SWEET deal ready to fire off at 9 o'clock. Good morning to Quentin.
Good morning.
And Hannah.
Good morning.
Hi, Hannah. Hi. You guys will have to share that microphone. You guys are from Espresso Car Wash?
Yes, we are.
Where is this fine place at?
Well, we have 6 locations. Central, Alexis, Woodville, Airport, and then our 2 detailing spots, which the SWEET deal is going to be for, is Maumee and South Reynolds Road.
So it's not just car wash, it's detailing for the SWEET deal.
Yes, the SWEET deal is a detail.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So you're not the first person to say that. So it's a silver detail package, normally valued at $225. We're selling it for $125.
Okay.
Complete interior detail, seats, carpets, floor mats, plastics and vinyls. And then on the outside, we'll wash it, clay bar it, wash it again.
What's a clay bar?
Auto scrub pad that we just go over the whole vehicle with. Takes away all the grittiness, that sandpapery feeling.
Is it better than waxing?
Well, it's a pre-wax treatment. We put wax on it afterwards.
Don't take too much of the grime off, because how will I know that those are my fingerprints on the back of my car then?
Are they yours or are they your prisoners?
I think I let them get a handout. They're mine. I know that it's my vehicle. Unless I hear the screaming, then I'm like, shut up!
I have 2 dogs, so I could use an interior clean.
We don't like dog hair, people.
I need this SWEET deal.
They don't shed, so there's no hair. It's just like the sandy dirt from
my
the dog
shame
park.
Is on the floor. It's like food bags.
I don't like having garbage. It's just like
I live in my car.
It's just dirt.
Quentin, I do have a lot of dog hair in the car, too. That's kind of a... Yes, it's why I bring it to you, because I don't want to clean it because it's a pain in the butt.
Right, but we get paid, too, so I guess it's not really a pain in the butt if you get paid for it.
Good deal, though. $125 is the SWEET deal. Melody, did I see there's only 50 of them?
Yeah.
Only 50 of them. They go on sale.
Get them.
If you text SWEET to our text line at 9 o'clock, so in about 5.5 minutes, show Q1055.com. Those locations again, guys?
Central and Reynolds, Alexis and Lewis. Airport and McCord, Maumee, which is our main hub. Which ones have I not named?
Woodville.
And then Reynolds. And then again, the details are at Maumee and South Reynolds Road.
Since it'll be so hot this weekend, can you shut the soap off and I can just walk through the wash part?
We might have to have you sign a form for that.
It's fine. It's okay. Better than baking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at me. I was just laughing because you said you had to sign a form. And I was
Speaking of, if you go to a car wash this weekend, please tip them well because it's hot.
Yes, and they're not opposed to taking bottled water as tip either.
Really? See? You have to tip car wash people?
I mean, I guess you don't
and
have to.
Detail
but it,
people.
I like that, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like when they dry your car off and stuff.
I never knew that.
I'll leave a 10 in like
learn
the
something
cup.
New every day.
Apparently. Yes. Quentin and Hannah, did we get everything for Espresso Car Wash?
I think so. I believe so, yeah.
Anything else? No, we're good. No dog hair.
No, you can bring the dog
hair. I'm the queen of vaginal dog hair. So.
What's the secret? What's the secret to making sure you get every last piece of dog hair?
Honestly, just time. You just roughing up the carpet and just overall time. Spend a lot of time. Like, there's some cars I could vacuum for an hour with dog hair.
Wow. Bad. Yeah. There's a lot of dog
hair. I don't have a dog, so we're good. Just not bags yet. Of food. Just food bags.
Quentin, last question. Let's say I might have pink masking tape on the back of my car.
How dare you in front of my new friends.
So that the deal would probably not be for you if you've got a lot of rust or any pink masking tape.
My car was hit by a golf cart, okay? And I had to duct tape my bumper.
When you leave,
it didn't really do that.
I saw the Ford Focus out there.
Doesn't it get a character?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Thank you. Hi, we're friends.
Yeah, but they won't wash your car.
No, I'm not trying to wash it. We got to get the inside. Shame is on the floor.
Okay.
You can count the calories like, oh, Lord, he's about to have a heart attack.
Do you guys ever... Now, look, I know that this could reflect poorly upon a business, but you guys seem fun. Do you ever go through someone's car, stuff that they've left there, as you're detailing, you're like, good God, how is this person not in prison? Or, like, how are they not obese?
More so for the obese.
Yeah. They'd be like, another whopper? Like, don't you judge me.
But yes, there's, like, large fries.
We've seen some crazy stuff in cars.
Under the seat.
What's the craziest thing you found?
We cleaned a car one time that had actual dog turds all over the back area.
What?
And the customer acted like they weren't aware. Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, they were aware, Hannah. They would have cleaned them up, I think.
Why? Come on.
You got to remember, that's ignorance is bliss.
Oh,
any
doo-doo?
Anything that would, like, make you like call the police?
No, because karma is a thing.
The blood, maybe.
Right. Is that dry blood or not? No, it's ketchup. It's ketchup. Don't worry about that.
Eric's back.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I clean that stuff up, bleach everything. Good to meet you guys. Thanks very much. Espresso Car Wash.
They're like, what just happened?
Thanks for having us.
One more time, guys, pick a trailer. Do you want to do Cats, It, or Maverick?
Cats.
Duh. So we can dance. You're welcome.
We can't hear any headphones.
I gotta do my shit.
This is what you guys will see. This is hotness. Let your
memories. I haven't seen you before, have I?
Open up and tell me. If you find the meaning of what happiness is.
Sad is your girl friends. They're looking at us like we're crazy.
They don't. You are, but
here we go.
Then it goes to newbies.
No one gets that reference to me. I get you. Did it?
The white girliest song ever.
Oh, this is my jam.
Here it comes. Ready?
Turn it off so they can hear it. Now your weekend's ready.
Everybody! It's a mashup now. Ready? Go.
Turn around. Look at what you see.
Wrong song.
Oh, sorry.
I was getting it too.
No, we can't go back to that because I just got that song out of my head.
Bethany's right. Like, it's totally a modest update of shots. I would have loved to have sat around in that creative meeting where Lil Jon's sitting on his Twitter. He's like,
can you call it a creative meeting?
Yes. I see Lil Jon. Well, he's got a production meeting coming up. He needs to crank something out. I see Lil Jon sitting on his Twitter, which he's very good at. He's like, I see all the white girls and their tacos. How about if we just do Taco Tuesday over the shots beat?
You know what he actually did? You know he, like, took a puff of something.
No, he didn't.
And was just like, you know what's funny?
Jaeger bombs.
Tacos. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your Starbucks drink again?
Oh, Trenta iced coffee, no classic, 3 shots of espresso, 2 shots of, oh wait, 3 shots of sugar-free vanilla, and light 2% milk. Thank you.
That'll be the next one he does.
What?
He's just going to do a catalog of basic white girl songs.
Like, he's going to be like, Starbucks!
Yeah.
Put your order in!
That Keep your barista!
And shots will really fit for that, because how many shots of blank?
People out.
Bye, guys.
Bye, friends.
901, thank you for being here today. I'm going to go rest my stomach. Sweet deals are on sale. Act quickly. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get our podcast.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.